All right, welcome to Rollin' Nerdy, a tabletop gaming podcast, Dungeons & Dragons edition.
Yay!
And this may be out of order because of the way we're having to record. So
you're out of order.
You're out of order. So you may have two Dungeons & Dragons back-to-back in your feed.
Oh, no. Whatever they do.
Man, people are going to complain. They're going to riot in the streets.
At least they'll be saying something. They usually don't say anything.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, if they have to take to Twitter, Facebook, Twitter? Shut up.
We do have a Twitter account, and everything we put up goes out on Twitter, but...
I don't know what Twitter is. So.
It's funny, I've been watching the last season of South Park.
Thank you. I haven't watched, I think the last time I watched South Park religiously, Shep was still alive.
It's gotten...
That was, 20 seasons ago.
They've started doing things where they have, a full season-long storyline.
Art.
And it's been really, really cool. Last season, season 19, season 20. Season 21 starting up here soon. But... what they're doing, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is they're doing these things in school where as these kids get bullied, they just can't take it anymore, and so they quit Twitter.
You mean like Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they haven't gotten to that part yet, but I'm pretty sure that's going to come up.
Sure,
that's true. By the end of the season. But it's just them kind of, that's their thing for suicide. Without it actually having to be that dark. And so just thinking,
I'm
going to go ahead and quit Twitter if you say something else.
Wisecrack's YouTube channel has some great, philosophy behind us. And some of the stuff they've mentioned of, how, ingenious South Park does some things.
And Rick and Morty.
Yes. I've never seen Rick and Morty, but I've watched 12 awesome. Videos about the philosophy of Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty is awesome.
Apparently, I watched the first episode of it. I'm hooked.
Apparently, Rick and Morty took a shot at the writing on Game of Thrones this past season.
Yeah, a little bit. Did they
take a shot at the timeline? Because I've heard that's a little foobar.
They showed a tombstone that said Game of Thrones writing, and the death date was 2017.
And I think it was before that.
Yeah. Now, the most recent, earlier this season, they did one, Rick and Morty did one, kind of making fun of the Avengers. That was pretty fun. They had their, faux version of the Avengers with a million ants man or something like that.
And if you listen to us and you've never watched Game of Thrones, but you thought you might be interested, I recommend checking out a podcast called Post-Show Recaps. It's doing a rewatch from episode one. And you can watch the episode and hear people talk about it like it's something new. And they don't do any spoilers unless you listen past the point where they said we're about to do spoilers. So, what are you so excited about?
I'm so excited. One of the podcasts that I listen to religiously, which is called Lore. It's an amazing podcast.
Is it a religious podcast?
No, it's not a religious podcast.
Not Lord.
Well, she said she listens to it religiously.
Oh.
Ha, 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 ha. I'm about to kill everybody in this room, listeners. So.
And it'll be recorded. I don't know who will put it up if she kills me.
It's not going to be posted anywhere. Only the police will have to find this.
If you're listening to this now, we lived.
Or the police. The police released the podcast.
There may or may not be another podcast after this. This may be the last one.
But anyway, he got a television deal with Amazon, so Lore is going to be on Amazon Prime as a TV show.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, they need something on there. Their catalog kind of sucks.
We've been watching Under the Dome. That's pretty interesting.
I saw it when it was on TV. It kind of lost me after about three seasons.
I think that's all that it went on for.
Amazon Prime has the Tick, and that...
The Tick was awesome.
I thought it was more serious than I really wanted it to be. I wanted it to have be more.
But it was hilarious. The funny parts were funny. But it was so hilarious and over the top.
The funny parts were definitely funny. But I think there was there's just too much story. I wanted them to just be stupid like the Tick was.
They still are stupid. They're just stringing it together with a cohesive storyline.
Yeah, they're putting too much smart in between the stupid.
Amazon Prime will trick you, too. They'll say, this is available on Amazon Prime. And then you go to it and it says, oh, you have to have a subscription to this other service.
Yeah. I'm getting tired of that.
Yeah, Game of Thrones is available on Amazon Prime if you have a service through HBO Go.
But, and you don't need Amazon Prime. You
in
just
which case, why am I going to Amazon Prime?
Because apparently HBO Go has horrible streaming speeds.
Are you mimicking the streaming speed?
Well, we were listening to Ear Biscuits on the way here, which is the Good Mythical Morning Rhett and Link podcast, which if you don't watch Good Mythical Morning, it's a YouTube.
It's funny. You should go watch it.
It's hilarious. It's a daily, it's a Monday through Friday like morning show hosted on YouTube. And the two guys that do it are hilarious, and their entire crew is hilarious. But they have a podcast, and they were talking about how when they were having their daddy time after their joint vasectomy, because they went and had vasectomies together.
Like people go get tattoos together?
They've done that, too. They did it on the show, so it was pretty interesting.
Wait, wait, hey. Yeah. The vasectomies on the show?
Like, they showed it. Not, they didn't show, like, the everything.
Before,
but, like, the
she
doctor.
Showed
it. They showed it from the other side of the sheet.
Yeah, but, like, the doctor held up, like, the little, like, tube that he just, like, cut out. He's like, this is what I cut out. It looks like a little limp piece of spaghetti.
I don't want to be able to go on a limp piece of spaghetti. That's
can we throw funny. A rope into this rabbit hole to get her out of it?
I don't know how we got in here.
Podcast. The word podcast, I think, set her up.
And he was talking about like how like Link was talking about how like he was trying to watch HBO Go, but the like speed was so bad. And he's like, it wasn't my internet. I watched YouTube fine.
All this just for that.
Well, she takes a long way around a story. That's okay.
So take a shot at HBO Go.
I'm gonna drink my lemonade now.
It's not regular lemonade.
It's because I don't like regular lemonade.
It's got booze. You're drinking booze lemonade.
Booze. I don't think it actually has
lemonade. I'm unemployed. I can drink all
it's
I want.
It's fermented lemons.
You're not. You just said you weren't. Make up your mind.
Is she employed?
She's not working right this minute.
Well, none of us are.
None of us work right now. We're all like, you know.
I had to work earlier. It sucked. The longest day of my life.
But you never have to do that again because you quit.
This is true. And then I was sitting in the break room, and one of my managers was like, you know, if you ever want to come back, you're more than welcome. And I was, it was all I could do just to go, no!
Hey, summer job, that's all I got to say.
This is true.
It kind of depends on what your definition of working is. We do get paid like fractions of a cent probably for each episode. But
wait, 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 you've been holding out on us?
Yeah. Hey, I saw a Facebook-sponsored ad now. What, hey,
I
what's
want,
going on?
Yeah, I paid for that.
I want my fraction of a fraction of a cent.
Well, it worked. I saw it. Oh, crap, I'm on the show.
God,
that didn't
it.
Work at all.
Yeah, that's kind of not.
I was listening to it. Oh, wait, wait, wait.
Yeah, so that ad just spent three times the money that we've made in the last year, so.
Which is the reason Sad Donut does not have sponsored ads on Facebook.
That's sad.
That's how I got
Donut.
My other concern up to over 1,000 likes, which I won't mention on the podcast.
Wait, you have another concern that has more likes than us?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we're your second favorite?
I'm sure you've seen it if you've been on my Facebook page.
Go ahead and plug it. What the hell?
It's the flea market. The flea market.
We plug stuff all the time.
Yeah.
The flea market has over 1,100 likes now.
Oh, wait. One more plug. A buddy of mine on YouTube has a YouTube channel called Ask Lovecraft where he shares H.P. Lovecraft's responses to different letters and stuff that come into him. Pretty damn funny. Anyway, I recommend it.
That's more of a legitimate thing that people can do than actually come into the come into the flea market, which is not going to be till next year now.
If we have any loyal listeners in the Akron, Ohio area.
Yes. You stopped.
Have us at bated breath, please.
Yes, there might be one, this one guy who goes, I'm in Akron, Ohio, and waiting for the next thing you're going to say.
Bad Donut's going to be at Con on the Cob in November.
See, now that guy finally has something to live for.
I know, stock animals!
Oh, yeah.
What's more likely to happen is somebody who lives somewhere else who's going to Con of the Cob might hear this.
This is also stock animals, people. It's a gaming con.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Those people who listen would be the kind of people who would go to a gaming con.
We need to come up with some kind of game that uses sock animals as the figures, and that way it builds a whole market for it.
Dude.
Yeah.
I could play Clay-O-Rama. Of course, that would be more YouTube. Visually.
Yeah, Clay.
Well, let's see what we can do.
Clay-O-Rama is so much fun.
We can do YouTube. I have a camera.
Clay-O-Rama is so much fun.
Ideas. So many ideas. Okay. So that we've
when
we've
last we left, there was another person here who has disappeared.
What? He's vanished. So this Dragonborn shows up and then just leaves.
At least
I don't know if
it wasn't a dwarf.
Yeah, that would be weird. A dwarf who keeps, you know, like changing from one dwarf to another, to another, to
leaving,
another, to
coming
another,
back,
to another.
Leaving,
to another.
Coming back, leaving, coming back.
Yeah, that would never happen.
At least it wasn't a winged elf either.
There's a couple of things that you acquired last time that I need to know who has. Who has the Wand of Wonder?
We did not decide yet.
We got one of those.
Yep.
We haven't divvied.
Oh, okay. Does somebody have the Staff of Lore? Or is
yeah,
that
I got that.
Okay. Those are basically the two things I needed to know. So, now you can divvy if you want.
So the Wand of Wonder, Rod of Wonder,
actually,
and Rod?
Let me get all my stuff.
I wand.
Wand.
God, why is this so
I feel like I shouldn't have it since you just pointedly asked, who has those items?
Let me have the Wand of Wonder. It's really the only magic item that I...
Yeah, but you may be blowing people up.
Yeah, that might do damage to somebody.
But it's not your intention.
It's not my intention.
You've got a point.
You know, if you had like an imp familiar or something like that, that'd be great to give him and go.
What's
it really doesn't kill things.
I just know who knows what's gonna happen.
Might make them think they're vampires, but it generally doesn't kill them.
Yeah. There are some things on there that can kill them. Kill them
like
dead.
What, like what was if we get if it's 10,000 if we roll the actual 10,000, what happens?
The sun supernovas.
The campaign ends.
The sun supernovas.
And then, we don't have to worry about any of the stuff we found out up to this point. It's all moot.
Okay, we got precious seconds. Jump into the well of many worlds. Go somewhere else. What now? And what is if we get to 000001? Is that something interesting?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Okay. Well, we'll just let it happen. That thing looks like a butt.
Maybe
like,
it is supposed to be
like,
a...
No,
oh, that's like, the top. Okay,
oh
it's not
my
a butt.
God, we're not going to get anything done tonight.
It looks like a butt with a large penis hanging down from it. Can I see it?
I'm not seeing the penis.
If only we had a picture.
It's pale.
That is from behind. Yeah, okay.
You're making it look more like quinoa.
Quinoa?
I don't know what that is.
I thought quinoa was a grain.
It is, but it's got this little spiral that
shoots
out of it.
She is drinking
Wand of Wonder.
She is drinking hard lemonade.
We took a short rest here.
Yeah, no, we at least
this is
after because I did two rituals.
Yeah, and didn't we carve up the wyvern?
I don't know that you did that. I know you did the other thing.
We carved up the other thing we killed.
Robert?
Because I know I have no portents left, and I used my arcane recovery
we have
here.
Something that costs a lot of money that we can sell for.
The poison gland?
Yeah,
something. Or kidney or spleen? Or
it's like it's... Sort of organ. What's the thing that a chicken has? It's
gizzard?
Like a, yeah, it's gizzard. Yeah, I can't
remember.
It's a stomach acid. Isn't that special?
So, we'll go ahead and carve up whatever we can for food, because, you know, gotta eat a lot. Honestly, I mean, the whole Oda's all about the cycle of life. You have to eat to survive.
It's the cycle of life.
No, you started off with, nah,
it's a wyvern.
It's been killed by a wyvern party.
And ooh, I'm gonna eat it
with you. It's yummy.
Oh, wow.
That happened.
We're all in a particularly silly mood tonight.
And you know what? I'm sober. What the hell?
I haven't drank enough to be drunk.
Yeah, right. Keep working on it.
This thing's only 16 ounces.
But get, what's the percent alcohol to volume?
200.
Is it the harder? If it's the harder, I think it's 8.
It is the harder.
There we go. Yep.
It's 8% alcohol per volume.
Yes.
All right, so we'll be peeling off the ceiling. Or off the floor.
If she doesn't pass out first.
Yeah. Ceiling or floor, one of the two. It'll be great.
Mine's only 5'2".
What? It'll be fun. I mean, not for you, Joseph, because you have to take her home, but you know.
Oh, he's dealt with drunk Christie before.
Awesome.
Alright, so what's happening?
Do you need our...
Better skin and wyvern while we're resting.
Do you need our passive percent...
Might as well give them to me, yep.
I have a 14. I think you're dead.
My passive perception is an 18.
Ooh.
My passive investigation is a 20.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yep. That's so you can, like, spot traps and stuff that you just walk by.
I have a passive perception of 16.
What? That's awesome. Mine's a 15. Mine only went up by...
Cursed.
It's a 9.
You got a rock.
We got a rock.
So she's having to be led around by the hand and using one of those sticks.
There's the door.
No, she's always busy kind of putting together recipes and flipping through that stuff. Kind of prepping ingredients as she walks. So she misses a lot.
I'm smart. I'm just dingy. It's like me in real life.
Like, so you're not really role-playing anything here. You're just kind of here with us.
Yeah, my wisdom's probably pretty low.
That's okay. My charisma's low, so,
see,
you
Darren
know.
Russ, we can spend hit dice to heal, right?
Your characters or Vince's? I don't believe Vince's charisma is low.
You already do that.
My character. As for me, I don't know. I roll a lot of ones on charisma checks in real life.
Are you like sleeping here? Is that what the plan is?
Oh, if we're gonna do a long rest here, that would be nice.
I think that was the plan. I'm pretty sure.
I can do a short. I'm fine with a short rest.
Short rest gives me. I get 2 spells back. A long rest, I get everything back.
Have you used a lot?
Yeah, I've used a lot. I have no second level spells left.
You should go ahead and take a long rest.
I got a couple of first. I mean, we're kind of in a bad spot.
Short rest, I think, would be more ideal.
Yeah, yeah, I've got
only like 2 rooms away from the room where we entered this place.
Well, the roper took a lot out of us.
Yeah, it did.
That wire. We could at least go a little, like, maybe find a more secure room, at least. But take a short rest for now.
That open door there is actually a door. It's not open. I just didn't feel like finding the door pieces and sticking them in place.
What? So, that's completely taking me out of the immersion here. All right, next thing you know, you're going to have Ed Sheeran singing in the crowd.
What about the door?
It's actually a door. It's not open.
Okay, so it's closed. Mm-hmm.
No, the door
that was behind the throne. Remember the throne from last time?
Yes, there was a throne. And some things happened at the throne.
Sure. Are you that kind of speed?
Where you found the wand.
I can check for you.
You're a bard. You're not even a rogue.
Christy's raising her hand.
It's a foot.
It looks like a hand. She's raising her foot.
Investigation.
Well, it's a...
Is it investigation?
Yeah, the search for traps is investigation.
It's a glove.
Observation. Would be... Or perception would be...
We have perception, but then you have investigation.
Yeah,
round up or down?
Down.
Just in general. That's definitely proficiency bonus, though.
Yeah. I think according to the rules...
Was it double proficiency?
No, yeah, half proficiency bonus.
Because he's an expert, so you're going to round
down.
It tells you in the book. I think I would say down.
I think it's down.
It's okay. Usually down.
Then that's 11.
You don't see anything.
Hey, it looks clear.
All right, I'll open it.
Try to open it?
I'll open it. Cause...
What, is it locked?
It is not.
I'll just open it.
And there's what you see. For those of you who cannot see, it's a hallway that goes down about 30 feet, and then there's a T at the end. The letter T written on the wall. No, it's a T intersection.
I was about to say, is it sweet or unsweet?
Is it like Mrs. Potts and Chips? Or?
Oh, Mrs. Potts and Chips.
How did she have a kid as a teapot?
No, she had the kid before when they got
that
before
kid
they got
is
turned.
Not 11.
Well, he started off as 11 before he became a cup.
Okay, then he would have been about the same age as the prince. And he obviously is not after they turn 4.
Maybe he wasn't 11. Maybe he was 5. Maybe it changes in teacup years. I don't know.
Teacups don't age the same as everyone else.
There you go. See?
If you're looking for reasoning, I've got it all figured out. It's a Disney movie.
Huh. That does explain it. That does explain it pretty well.
I can explain it even better. Medichlorians.
No. Those are...
I rest my case.
Medichlorians are not in my canon. And Han shot first. Anyway.
He's going to poke you.
That's a crappy ass pistol.
Yeah.
You're going to use a needle with it.
I'll go down to the corner.
Down on the corner. Oh,
out in the street.
Yeah, I'll look
down to the left.
Standing around.
To the left is a door. Right there.
There's a door down here, and that hallway continues on.
Nope. There's a door here.
Is it lit?
It is not lit.
It is not lit, so we even need
to turn
you...
it up, man.
I got dark vision.
Well, I usually have my light.
You're the only one that needs the light.
Yeah.
So
I need a
So we can't see this door down here.
I should be able to.
I mean, I have as much fire as I need, so I can just, light stuff. And...
How far is my dark vision? My dark vision is 60 feet.
Yeah.
So you're
if you have a torch,
muggy.
You can see this far. If you don't have a torch, the ones who can have dark vision can see this far. So that's as far as anybody can see, anyway. Light
so
or
we
no
see
light.
Another passage turning, and this other one keeps going on. There's a door to our left.
Yep.
I say we check the door first, huh?
Door to the left?
Right is wrong.
Exactly what the left is. Okay, now we have to fill the time while Mike brings something out for us to.
Oh,
is somebody gonna watch this way?
Yeah, watch that way. I'll go
watch
over the
this
door.
Way.
Okay, I'll come down here to this
Mike,
to about
so
here.
I know, man, it's awesome.
Everything's reminding me of
Mike.
Song.
I'm gonna move to here and watch down here.
It's like Mike's channeling Alicia.
All right, I'm gonna go on down to the door because. I do that.
While I was setting this up, I was listening to hair metal.
Awesome.
And I forgot how bad it sucked.
I don't know.
There's a few good songs in there. Most of it was like, wow, this is really bad.
You know, if you look at the entire hair metal of the 80s as a means of creating what is now Steel Panther. Have you ever listened to Steel Panther?
I have not, no.
Oh, it's pretty awesome. It's guys who are basically playing up that whole rock and roll kind of style from the 80s, big hair band, but they have a sense of humor about it, so it's fun.
Do you need a player's handbook? Or...
No, I thought I brought mine in. Apparently I did not.
Meh.
There's enough of them here if I need one.
Yeah. Where are you going to find a player's handbook? At this end? All right, so is this a door or a doorway?
It is a door.
All right.
I got a 14 for searching for traps.
You do see a trap.
Yeah.
Can you
trap on this?
Can you disarm it?
I can try.
Are you proficient with it? Well, you're proficient with everything at this point, right?
Sort of.
Wait, are you proficient with thieves' tools? Because I am.
Yeah, but you still suck at it, don't you?
Disarming is a what?
I think it's dex-based.
I have a 15 dex.
So you get to add your dex bonus plus your proficiency bonus.
Well, that's a 5.
Hey, if you say that you know how to unlock doors, your spring trap, come on up here.
Why?
What happened? What happened? Tell me.
That's 22.
And what are you doing?
Disarming it.
Okay. You think you disarmed it.
All right. I'll open it.
You did disarm it, apparently, because it did not go off. This room...
Sweet. I was about ready to roll dice and not die.
Does not appear that anyone has been in this room for a long time.
There's dust on the floor that gets dust.
There is. It's strewn with bones, useless weapons, cobwebbed ancient furniture... And it smells kind of funky.
Nice.
Across the way are two large stone doors.
So it smells kind of like starved bread.
Danny and Joseph hear voices coming from behind the doors.
That's good, because I'm way down here.
Okay, well, then you don't yet, then. That's a little too far.
I grab Scar's shoulder.
What languages do you speak?
Arachnid, Common, Elvish, Ganassi, Dwarven.
This is going to seem random. What languages do you speak? Christy. I realize that I say you a lot, so that's not good for the podcast.
Yeah. Well, usually I think they can tell who you're talking to by the person who responds next. Of course, I responded next, so that makes it weird.
Twilight, Common, and Dwarven.
Okay. Give me an intelligence check, the ones who can hear it, which I guess is just Joseph right now.
Well, he alerted me, so I'm going to try and listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a 7.
Give me a roll of perception.
That's 13.
Nope. You still cannot hear it. And
can't hear what?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And you don't know what it is.
I'm going to move down there with them. I'm tired of standing in the door.
Okay, then you can hear voices. Give me an intelligence check.
You want to know the languages I speak first?
Yes.
Dwarven, Common, Abyssal, and Sylvan.
Okay.
Are we in this room now?
I don't know. Yeah, are you?
That's I'd the. Stop you from even.
These are the doors that the sound is coming from, so you pretty much have to be in here to hear it, I would say. Yes, intelligence check, yes.
Okay, so we're assuming 14. That we're at least in here.
Seems familiar, but you can't quite place it.
I've heard it somewhere. I don't know exactly where. What does it sound like? Are they talking? Are they arguing?
Sounds like, kind of like they're in some kind of trouble. Like, oh, like help, but you can't tell what they're saying, though.
Are you to me?
Spanish is close to
me. Where are you?
I'm at the, beside her, aren't I?
Okay, if you move up into the room, give me a roll of perception check.
Do better than I did.
That would be a 19.
They're speaking Twilight.
Aha!
And they're saying, please help, and they're calling out to whatever. What would be the main god the Twilight would worship?
That would...
Oda!
No.
I know.
They were created by the... I was hoping. Val.
So that's who that they were sense. Calling. Yeah. They're making calls to Val, and they're like asking for help, and they seem like they're in trouble.
They're speaking Twilight, and they're in trouble.
Well, let's help him. Where is it coming from?
Other side of the door.
Feels like a trap.
Oh, wow.
Well,
I don't know. I'm just saying it feels like a trap.
Do you have anything else to do?
No.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. Cautious. Be cautious.
All right. I shall cautiously charge in blindly.
I'm going to cast invisibility on
myself. I'm going
to
stealth.
And I think I might be able to. Yes. I cast invisibility on myself and bark.
Yep. Let me do that one. Okay. At least it's not a one.
Okay.
You hear that?
It's concentration.
Yeah. Okay. You're not having to concentrate. Me, I'm having to concentrate.
You're going to use a third level spell slot for it?
Yes.
So what's happening?
Put it on him.
Why? He's just going to break it as soon as he charges in.
Yeah, that is right.
You're not ever going to break it.
Well, unless he charges off with the wand.
I do ready the wand.
That technically might not be considered an attack.
Depends on what it does.
You got that exactly what we see?
You're putting your hands on your wand and you're pointing it in a direction.
Nobody's opened the door yet, I don't think.
To be her direction, it would be where the wand would be pointed. But
really? There you go.
But also ends whenever you cast a spell, too.
But I'm not casting.
So are these doors closed?
Yes.
Are they actually this massive?
Yes.
Are they closed?
Yes.
Are they actually this massive?
Yes.
Are they closed?
Wait, I asked you first.
Well played, Mike.
I thought I was passing the message this way, not back to you.
Open the damn door.
You see four Twilives chained to the walls. And a minotaur who appears to be holding them prisoner, and they're
facing that way?
Yeah, facing them, correct. Okay. And they're like, please help us! He's holding us prisoner.
I look at the minotaur, I'm like, are you being naughty?
What language are you speaking?
Are there any other entrances into
there
the
room? There's a door right behind the minotaur.
Is it open?
No, it's not.
Does this room look dusty?
No. Lots of blood stains around on the floor.
There's another entrance in here because it didn't come from this way then. So it's got to be, that's got to lead out. It's not me.
It's for you. This time it was Mike's phone, so he can't be mad at one of us.
Well, I don't know Giant, so it wouldn't be in that.
Stomp your foot on the ground and make cow noises. They love it.
I know.
Kitty wants to know if we can take a break at 7.
Why?
Because she probably has to smoke.
But anyway, what's going on? Did you you opened the door? You saw that. Now what?
I looked at the Minotaur and I'm like, are you being naughty?
Does anyone have a red cloak?
In common.
Why is everyone's phone so bad? What is going on here?
I have no idea. People are sending text messages.
So what's going on?
I asked the Minotaur if it's being naughty.
And I'm waiting.
What language
for
are you asking him?
Common.
He says, yes, and I need another prisoner, so come on in and you can join them.
Okay, I knock an arrow and I shoot at him.
And I jump in.
All right.
All you do is name.
See if you get a surprise round.
1, 2,
I will.
Hey. 16.
Yep, you do. What else you got? What's everybody else got?
Initiative?
Yeah.
I'm invisible.
Okay. Still do initiative.
17.
We do not add proficiency, right?
No, it's just your initiative. 25. It's just your 11. Mod.
Holy cow.
What? Why are you looking at me that way?
What'd you get?
Quick on my feet.
11.
All right. Everybody gets a surprise round.
Surprise!
Did you actually run into the room? Did you actually run into the room?
Well, that's going to be what I do on my turn.
Okay. Joseph, you're first.
And spider sense. So actually, that's. He says he needs another prisoner, so I'm going to charge in and give him a prisoner. Sort of. What weapon is he carrying?
Great axe.
It's not that great.
It's a great axe.
It's not that great. Just like any other axe.
Hamburgers.
Yep. He thinks we will be eating this.
I'm going to go
that's
to
probably
the toilet. I'm
going to
go over this toilet over here. I'm going to go over whichever toilet looks to be in the best health. Like, you know, not.
They all kind of look the same, really.
Okay, I'm just going to go to the closest one then and start working on unlock the lock. What was I doing way back there?
That's where everybody is. Put me just inside the doorway.
Unlocking is dexterity based.
Yes.
Thieves tools.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah.
So that's a 23 to unlock the chain.
All right. That's unlocked, Danny.
And I'm still invisible because that's not an attack. What?
She's eating crispy chips.
I'm trying to do it quietly, which is, you know, hilarious because, you know, they're chips.
Just do it. Just get it over with quick. It's like a Band-Aid.
But they're so tasty. I want to savor.
Danny, you didn't know we're waiting for you, right?
I know. I'm going to hold my action.
Actually.
I would have gave you Bardic
Inspiration. Yeah, I'm going to hold my action.
Christy.
Thunk. And he's my whatever.
It's now a he's your whatever?
He's my
oath.
I doubt I hit him.
Is he your bitch for the day?
He's my bitch for the day, and I doubt a 10 hits him.
No, it did not. Ding!
Doesn't
off the wall.
Does
it
give you advantage or something?
Does it?
I don't know. Ask the bow.
What do you do for me, Bo?
I don't know. Just,
it's not smart.
I don't know what that is. I
know what the staff is.
I sling the arrows. What? You said it wasn't smart.
That's probably not something we should be laughing at.
Actually, that would be a 12.
which is still a miss.
Yeah.
That still doesn't answer the question, though, does it?
Do you need me to look up Oathbow?
I've got it.
Okay.
Huh? You keep going.
I guess right now we need to know if she hit or not.
We need to find out if she dispels the illusion.
What illusion?
He's not real.
What?
Speak up. What'd you say?
He's not real. I mean, he's probably not. I don't know. Huh?
The chains were real.
Really, you're feeling up the chains?
Yeah.
Give me an intelligence roll, Lady Athene.
What? They're not real, are they? When you make a ranged attack roll, this weapon against your sworn 13. Enemy of advantage.
What'd you say?
So roll another die.
13.
Okay, this change seemed okay. What did you get on the second one?
That would be a 16.
That would be a hit.
It does an additional 3d6 damage.
It'd be a lot more if it was perception
3D6.
Based. 3d6. Just saying.
That's pretty nice.
Okay. It is perception based. I forgot. So
then that's 16.
You also have advantage on perception rolls that involve seeing.
Yeah, that's true too. I always forget about that one. Yeah, that is a 20.
It wasn't actually locked.
Oh.
It's a trap. Wait.
Say it.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Actually, yes. For my action, the disembodied voice yells out, "It's a trap!" And of course, I probably gave away my position, but I'm still invisible, so screw them.
14!
14 is damage? With you all your extra stuff, too?
3d6? Okay.
It's only a d8, it's only longbow.
If I cast a spell, it's
magic,
break invisibility?
It's plus 2.
Yes.
Okay, and you add your dex.
Do I?
Do you want to do anything now that he's yelled out as a trap?
Yeah, I'm going to do something now.
Don't you also add your dex to...
What? Damage? Yeah.
Oh!
Totally.
Okay, sorry.
What do you think this is? Third edition?
Yes.
Notice he didn't go back to fourth edition, because fourth edition didn't happen.
That still was true in fourth edition. That actually was a good thing.
Grease. No, not there.
That's...
Right here. I'm going to put grease right here.
Let me see if I have a 4x4 square.
So that would be 18.
There?
Yeah.
Ah, it's on fire! Oh, my.
And then I come visible right there.
All right, now, Vince.
Did you hear him? It was 18.
18?
Yeah.
Wait, so it's a trap is what I hear.
Yep. Anthony's voice says, saying it's a trap. From that general area.
Them bitches want to eat us. Exactly what this is.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to find us hard to swallow. What? Come on. No one's going to take that one? No? Oh, man. I set that one up for you.
I will not eat Twyliv, but I will cook some.
Okay, I'll take the natural 20 on the Minotaur.
All right.
That is...
Double up.
So it's... Give me...
Everything's so...
I thought it was... I think it was double the fifth. I thought it was just max.
Oh, I thought we were doing double last time.
I don't know. It's worth looking up. But
I've got too many.
If it's... It would be, the one I rolled, it would be the same either way. So...
Okay. we've been doing double.
Yeah.
If that matters...
House rule, doubled.
So 15 subtle. Points of damage.
Okay.
And my second attack.
Your second attack.
That's going to be 22 to hit.
Yeah, it is a hit.
It's just doubling the dice, though. It's not doubling the
right.
Yeah.
Right. Which, yeah, I missed that. It's really not that cool. So that's going to be 10 points of damage. And I'll go ahead and bite him, too.
Okay.
No, I won't. I changed my mind about the bite, apparently.
You might be a mad cow.
It's a mad cow now.
Ooh. You don't want to catch it, though.
Brown cow, mad cow.
Yep, all right. That happens when people, you charge into combat like that. Oh, wait. Add 4 more points of damage.
Okay.
I forgot to add my rage bonus.
What is, what is doubled for damage?
It's just the dice.
Just the dice. So he's using, what, a great axe, you said? So it'd just be two of those dice.
or could do nothing.
That's what, 4d6?
Red axes, I thought, were d12.
Are they? I thought they were 2d6.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll roll it two different ways. 29 points of damage.
Ow. Yahtzee.
I take half. Because I'm all ragey.
This one busts his ass in the grease. Ah!
Remember, I said trap.
What's your armor class?
25.
It's a dexterity saving throw.
So for the podcasters, that was the Twilos.
Yeah.
Running out of the chains and attacking Scar.
Them bitches is trying to eat us.
That's a miss. And then this one, since they really can't see you.
Also a miss? Oh, he fumbled.
That's a fumble.
She dropped her hand.
And this one hurt you, so.
She tries to, she got disadvantage.
Taking a swing with disadvantage. What's your armor class?
It's crafted.
16.
Oh, wow. That's a hit. Even,
really?
Even with disadvantage.
I thought you got the mischief.
For 13.
It's disadvantage. That's all. Is it bludgeoning?
No. It's slashing.
Oh, okay. Still
13. And then it's your turn.
Chrissy?
Oh, my turn?
No, Joseph.
Oh, Joseph. Sorry.
I was going to say, I didn't think so.
I guess you're still invisible.
I am still invisible.
In order for her to save up, stand up, she has to make a dex saving throw.
Yeah, no, that bitch is shit.
She fumbled the first, that when she fell, she fumbled that roll.
Nice.
So she went 14.
The DC is going to be a 16 to stand up.
A 22 hitter?
Yeah.
Bitch. I'm going to poison her.
I mean, it's kind of an obvious trap, considering that they're just chained to the wall randomly and this Minotaur is just standing there doing nothing.
12 damage.
I mean, what's the point of this room? If it's not a trap, what is the point of this room? Scar knows this. He's just ready to fight.
Danny.
How far am I from
the Minotaur? Looks like, what, 35?
7. 35. Feet.
Son of a bitch. Step up 5 feet.
Yeah, bro.
I'm casting the spell Disarm on him. It's a cantrip. He has to make a DC 16 saving throw with advantage, dexterity saving throw, or drop his great axe.
Accio great axe.
Okay. He dropped his great axe. Christy.
I don't know if that helps or not, but he can't swing that thing anymore.
This is the musical
episode
of Rolling Dirty.
Absolutely.
The group song and dance number
There's
is coming up later.
Around me. I can use the chain lightning effect from the robe.
And you said you didn't want that.
No, I got it all hanging off of me, all sexy like. It's cool.
We even penciled in chest hair.
Do you want to show the picture again of how I imagine it?
No.
With underwear models?
Dear God, no.
How much
will
you
move me up so I can...
Where would you like to be moved up to?
Oh, I would have been closer than that, wouldn't I?
Well, you're in the doorway
I'm
before.
I'm just going to shoot him again.
Yeah, you can be wherever you want.
Can you tell me the weight of a great axe?
Heavy?
I need to know the actual weight.
No. 10 pounds.
22
hits. Yeah, 22 hits, yeah. Kinda. Sorta. Right between the eyes, probably.
Hey, look, the exact same thing as last time.
Damn it.
Now, that dropped him.
Oh, good.
And I'm not sure if this actually happens or not, but just for effect here, he changes into this when he's dead.
7 pounds.
Ah, doppelganger. Not that
Seven
I know what
pounds?
That is.
Yeah.
He kind of changes into a not formless dark.
Then that's what
shape.
All these things probably are.
Yeah. Well, then they're not going to cook us well anyway. Cooking skills probably
suck.
You said
7 pounds.
Yeah. That explains why she swiped at me with her non-existent claws that hurt like balls.
That is weird. I don't know
if because doppelgangers have claws, don't they?
Yeah.
That was Christy, so Vince.
Well, there's two of them right beside you.
Yes, but there's also four total within 30 feet.
Right. Do it! Do it! And you break out the wand of wonder.
I need more D8s.
What are you doing?
Chain lightning.
Oh my god, do you control who it hits?
Yeah. I need two more. Two more D8s. Wait, is that right?
I don't know. No,
I need two more, actually.
Wow.
Good lord.
One.
Here.
10 D8. Right, no.
Just take mine. Yeah.
Yahtzee.
All right.
I play with
D6s. You play with Yahtzee with D8 would be interesting. It'd be more difficult.
You play with D20s as well.
This is really kind of awesome. 20.
You should play with a D4s too.
That'd be a short game.
I don't know. I have never played Yahtzee.
35, 40, 50, 53.
And what's the save?
It's a wand.
It's a dexterity saving throw.
It's the King of Tokyo uses Yahtzee.
Whatever level my robe counts as.
Yeah. You roll dice.
It's an artifact, so it should be pretty high.
And then roll again.
I don't know that.
You got the count?
Yep. Alright, I can't cast till next day.
And what is that? It's a robe. What kind of robe is that?
The Vestments of the Vanguard Guildmaster. Is that yours, sir?
Yeah. You gave it to us.
It's your fault, Mike. We learned it from you.
Twelfth level.
12th level?
Yep.
12th level what?
That's what level it casts
at. But the DC is determined.
DC?
What's the intelligence of the...
Yeah.
Of the
16, so that'd be what... if it's 12th level, the proficiency bonus would be plus 4.
So it's 10 plus 4 plus whatever he gets off of his...
No, it's 8 plus 4, isn't it?
8 plus 4.
That's 12 plus... okay, so that's 15.
Okay.
Should write that down. So they take
These out. Things taste like alcoholic strawberry Starburst.
First one it hits is dead, so choose that one. And what was the total damage?
53.
Second one is not dead, but did not really enjoy that much.
That's the one that's still laying on the ground over there if it goes in a circle.
No, I'm just going this way.
The third one is dead.
That's the one who...
And wasn't there one more?
Yeah.
And the other one, by one point, is also dead. So that
one left.
So you left the one standing? Where is the one that's still alive?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Do they all turn into those forms?
Yes.
Can I,
Who is that?
Can I intimidate him?
Huh?
One last guy?
I guess you could try.
Snap your teeth at him.
That's not very intimidating. That's a tree. I went all Jerry Lewis on him.
Wait, can you even intimidate while you're raging?
Pretty sure that's one of the only social skills you could do.
Yeah.
Okay.
She falls to the ground. Please have mercy, have mercy. Don't kill me.
I'm done with my action. I'm done with my action.
Yeah. Come on now.
Who's next?
You know I'm not gonna let you do it.
Who's next in the order?
Joseph.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground now, we'll kill you!
Alright, she gets on the ground.
Don't you even look at me funny. I'll ram this rapier right through your
head. Whoa, 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 whoa!
Didn't like that
either. Wait a second. Killing them and eating them is one thing.
All right, Danny, you're next if you want to do anything.
Sticking rapiers in uncomfortable
places. No, she's got it, so I'm going to turn around and watch down the hallway.
Okay.
I wanted a hamburger, damn it.
Well, you can make hamburgers out of that.
Scar, make sure the rest of them are dead.
There is no toe. Okay.
over to the Twi'lev and raise her head up.
Just one of these?
Is it a her?
Yeah, yeah, they all appear to be female.
And raise her head up with my rapier at her throat. Give me one good reason not to slice your throat right now.
They don't taste good.
I can help you. I can. What do you need? You need to get out. You want to know where the treasure is? What do you want? I'll help you.
Yes, on both.
All right, and start treasure. Speaking.
What do you want to know? You want to know how to get out? You want to know where the treasure
all
is?
All the above.
All right. Well, you go through this door, and well, it's a long way, but I have to draw you a map to how to get out, and then back. Down that way is a big treasure, but there's a big creature there.
As they're talking about that, I'm going to go ahead and take a... Because they're over here, I'm going to go ahead and take a bite out of the one and see if they taste okay or if they're disgusting.
They don't taste good.
They're monstrosity, so I'm going to say they do not taste good.
You... Scar, you don't eat shape-shifting meat.
You don't
How
know
many
what,
times have we talked about
You don't know
this?
What it's been.
I still wanted to try.
What monster?
He dodged when I tried to bite him earlier.
What monster?
I don't know. We don't go down there, but it's big. Maybe a dragon?
How did you know we were coming here to set this trap?
We go out and spy. We saw when you were in the other room.
This is the best trap you could come up with? God, you
Well, we saw the Twi'lev, and there are other Twi'levs here, so... That's why we tried.
There's other Twi'levs here?
Yes.
Yeah, where are they?
Where are they?
They're, really, where are they?
You need to go up. Need to go up four levels. They're on that level.
Four levels up.
There are a lot of them.
Well, duh! This is our home mountain.
Yeah, why are you asking? Don't you know?
She's been away
really
for a while.
A
She's been away for a little while.
I your beard.
I lick your arm.
Ooh, I want in on this. What? No?
Where's a good place to rest?
Here. Rest here.
Yeah, how many more of you?
There are no others. It was just the five of us.
How inside is she lying? 11. I don't know.
She might be.
Oh, I don't know if she's telling the truth or not. I don't trust her.
I don't either.
Still, what does my robe think? It has intelligence.
I think she should eat her.
Do
an insight check for it?
Yeah.
Grab some of those chains.
That's a really good insight check.
What is it?
Wisdom bonus.
18 plus... actually, wisdom bonus would just be a 0, so it's 18.
She's lying her ass off.
So, okay, so it's going to communicate that emotionally?
Yes.
Like, okay. The robe doesn't believe her.
I don't either. Grab those chains. We'll keep her as insurance.
Do the chains actually work?
They're real chains. They just weren't actually chained up.
Are they chained to the wall?
No.
How did we miss that?
I didn't miss it. I told you it was a trap.
Of course it was a trap. Didn't we cover this? This couldn't be anything other than a trap.
Is the door closed?
Yes, it's closed.
Why do you think I charged into it?
Is it trapped? Oh, is it closed?
Is it closed? Is it trapped?
So...
Well, the rope thinks you're lying. So if you lie to us, I'll let the little dragon eat you.
A little dragon.
The robe? What does the robe know?
It knows that you're lying.
Those are full of shit.
So where are the others of your kind?
Give me an intimidation.
Guidance at a D4.
Have we been talking for 10 minutes?
Probably.
You mean after the battle?
Yeah, like between here, just talking.
Doesn't seem like it would have been 10 minutes. You've only asked like 2 or 3 questions, right? Yeah.
At a D4.
20.
Okay. I'm trying to look out. I did it.
I coat my blade in poison and say...
Okay, please! Please!
Tell me.
Please, I can't. I don't kill my people. I have children. But I guess you've got a 20, so she's got to tell you where they are. So she gives you directions to their lair. There's only like five others, and they're old and children. We're just trying to get food here.
Well, there's some leftover wyvern in the cavern.
Huh?
Do I know anything about them in our studies? Can I do a...
You can, yeah, you can do something.
Which one would it be? Nature? Investigation? I mean, I have no idea. Survival, maybe?
Monstrosities would be under...
I mean, that would fall under Dungeoneering in a different game, but...
Yeah.
I'd have nature.
Try nature.
Yeah.
Good, I have a plus 11 in nature.
You're going to make it hard. Because they're not really natural.
How about 22? I'll give myself guidance. 24? I'm just trying to determine whether or not they're typically an evil... sentient race is all I'm trying to determine.
Yes to both.
Probably no worse than a pilot.
And one thing that you
know... Yeah, we are naturally evil.
One thing that you know because of your knowledge of creatures is that doppelgangers don't really take care of their babies. So she was lying again.
So they don't really take care of their young. You can go ahead and kill her. She's evil. She's going to kill us. She's going to try to kill us. What I think she's going to do is she's going to try to kill one of us.
Oh no, I'm sorry, we're neutral.
Yeah, they're gonna try to she's gonna try to kill one of us and take our place in the group. Right? Did I get that pretty much spot on?
No, I would never do that to you.
To me. How about the scar here? Or maybe the spider.
Why don't we take her with us?
Funk.
Why don't we take her with us? She can open up the doors that
hey, I can be helpful to you. She changes into like a big giant form. See, I can be strong and knock down doors. She goes over to you and changes into a female.
She's not going anywhere.
Lizard man. She changes into a female lizard.
You were actually sexier when you're the big dude. She doesn't understand Scar's rather fluid sexual interest.
That could be whatever you want.
There is some benefits to that.
Or maybe you might just like her natural form.
That's cool, too. You
can't lock her up. She'll just change out.
She'll change into something else and get out.
Change into halfway.
We can't leave her. We can't. It's an evil being. I can't condone killing her. We've got to come up with something.
Few creatures spread fear, suspicion, and deceit better than doppelganger.
Kill her.
I'm not going to kill her in cold blood.
Give her a weapon.
Yeah, you want to do that? You want a weapon?
I could never battle you. No, I could. No, no.
No, come on. I'll put down the shield. You and me. Everyone else will leave it alone.
No.
Well, you could turn into one of those giant things.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll take one of the giant things.
Well, I don't.
I'm already injured. I still need to heal up. See, look, I got this gaping wound. It's not gaping anymore. It's healed a little bit, but you know, come on.
No, I could never battle you. She falls to the ground.
So
you know that even though she changes into the form of a giant, she does not gain the strength of a giant. The Minotaur was not really a Minotaur.
Hit like one.
No, it didn't.
No, it just managed to crit with a great axe.
Yeah, only lasts for 10 minutes.
I got nothing.
This is that dilemma that affects all good parties. Whenever you leave someone alive and question them, now what do you do?
How many of you guys are actually good?
Me.
I am.
I've never put it down.
You've never really played a
good
character.
I would call you neutral then if you didn't write anything down.
Neutral. I'm lawful neutral. So I thought, and that's just because he's a pacifist. He doesn't believe that he's going to harm anyone.
Yeah.
I don't care what the rest of you guys do. So,
point the wand to wonder at her.
That might be worth it.
No.
I am chaotic good, so that's actually kind of fun.
I don't know what'll happen.
It's a terrible idea.
I'm not sure who said that.
Oh my god. I go over and I knock her out by hitting her in the back of the head.
Alright, she's unconscious now.
Yeah.
But what's that gonna do? I mean, she's going to wake up eventually.
Does she revert to her regular form?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. Do they have to concentrate to maintain their form?
I don't think they do.
What we need to do is we need to
find some... No, they actually polymorph, so no, they don't.
Yeah. We need to find some complicated way of suspending her in the chains over something, some kind of pit or something. And
she could changes, not change into a giant, by the way. If she I changes said giant, but they could only go small and medium.
Huh. A really big dude.
They can get smaller, not bigger. I don't know. So, I mean, we leave her. We run the risk. She's been lying to us. We can't trust her. She's not going to help us anyway.
She's going to try to take one of us out and take our place in the party. That's what she's going to do. That's how they operate.
Well, maybe she already has.
Dun, dun, dun. Who's the doppelganger? Are you a doppelganger?
No.
Are you a doppelganger? I hope not. Are you? Are you?
I know how to find out.
Yeah, I could really.
I know what they taste like.
I could really mess with you and just say there's one of them that's not there anymore.
No, I did go ahead and finish them all off.
Okay.
I put them out of their misery.
Yeah, we made sure of that.
So, yeah, you know, blade through the brain pan and then chop off the heads.
Yeah, that kills them. They were already dead anyway.
Yeah, but I don't know if they, you know.
Now they're really dead.
Yeah. Now they're dead. They're re-dead.
See, the problem with securing her is she can just turn to a smaller size and just slip the bonds. The only way to secure her would be to put her in a cage.
And I didn't bring a cage.
I don't know.
Well, why don't we take a pause here while you think about what you're doing, and we'll be back.
All right, we'll be back.
Next time.
Bye.